behavior. He had been asked to leave. Kenny had done so. He returned last night to exact vengeance, not just on those that he had been with as they were not at the apartment, but at any time.
Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, has completed his closed-door session with the Senate Intelligence Committee. He told reporters in a statement after that meeting, "I did not collude with Russia," and added, "I do not know of anyone else who colluded with Russia."
"I had no improper contacts. I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information."
He goes on to say Trump had a better message and ran a smarter campaign, and that is why he won. The parents of a terminally ill British baby are giving up their fight to bring him to the U.S. for treatment.
"The American and Italian team were still willing to treat Charlie after seeing both his recent brain MRI and EEG perform last week. But there is one simple reason why treatment cannot now go ahead. And that is time."
This is USA Radio News.
Joining us is Dr. Terry Kim. He is a professor of ophthalmology at Duke University Eye Center.
"There's an issue that there are constant stories.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, has completed his closed-door session with the Senate Intelligence Committee. He told reporters in a statement after that meeting, "I did not collude with Russia," and added, "I do not know of anyone else who colluded with Russia."
"I had no improper contacts. I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses, and I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information."
He goes on to say Trump had a better message and ran a smarter campaign, and that is why he won. The parents of a terminally ill British baby are giving up their fight to bring him to the U.S. for treatment.
"The American and Italian team were still willing to treat Charlie after seeing both his recent brain MRI and EEG performed last week. But there is one simple reason why treatment cannot now go ahead. And that is time."
This is USA Radio News.
Joining us is Dr. Terry Kim. He is a professor of ophthalmology at Duke University Eye Center. Welcome, Dr. Kim.
Thank you. Happy to be here, Jim.
All right. So a lot of us hear about cataracts, but I don't think many people really understand what cataracts are. Can you explain them to us?
Yeah, sure. Cataracts are actually one of the most common eye conditions that we see in our specialty, and it has a real impact on people's lives. Basically, what it is, the lens inside the eye is naturally clear when we're young, but as we age, this lens becomes cloudy and thicker, and that ends up blocking or changing how the light passes through the eye, resulting in blurry vision. There is a very good treatment for this called cataract surgery, where the vision can be restored and oftentimes improved.
All right, if people want to know about the new advancements, maybe learn more about whether or not they have issues already, where do they go for more information?
MyCataracts.com, and then the phone number is 844-MY-CATARACT.
Thank you, Dr. Kim.
Thank you, Andy, for having me.
Investigators are working to identify the illegal immigrants involved in a deadly human smuggling incident in Texas. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
At least 9 people died after they were kept in a sweltering trailer of an 18-wheeler in San Antonio over the weekend. There were about 30 other people found in the trailer on Saturday evening who had to be taken to area hospitals, some of them in critical condition. The police chief says
these people were in that trailer without any signs of any type of water, so you're looking at a lot of a heat stroke.
In custody, facing state and federal charges, 60-year-old James Bradley of Florida.
By the way, the number of dead is now at 10 people. Well, it's still unclear what path the Senate will take toward a health care bill. Republican leaders are desiring a vote on a motion to move forward with legislation, but it's a mystery if they have enough votes. It's also undetermined to most senators what they would be moving toward. The White House says President Trump will deliver a statement on health care later on today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The body of a Marine killed in a military crash is back in New Jersey today for a funeral tomorrow. Scott Pringle has more.
Motorcycle clubs and veterans organizations escorting the remains of U.S. Marine Corporal Dan Baldessari to a funeral home in Freehold. The 20-year-old grew up in Colts Neck, played football there, and joined the Marines. He was stationed at Stewart Air National Guard Base in Newark, New York. Baldessari was one of 16 killed when a military plane went down in Mississippi a couple weeks ago. He was awarded a Global War on Terrorism Service Medal.
An illegal immigrant seeking refuge inside a Connecticut church is getting a lot of support. Hundreds of people gathered outside the Pentecostal church in New Haven for a vigil yesterday. Nuri Shavaria is a single mother of 4 who's been at the church since last week. She entered the U.S. illegally in 1993 and was slated to be deported last Thursday. Attorney General Jeff Sessions taking some new heat from President Trump. The president called Sessions beleaguered this morning in a tweet and wondered why Sessions is not investigating, quote, crooked Hillary's crimes and Russia relations. He asked the same question of congressional committees and investigators. And a Pokemon Go event is leaving thousands disappointed after it was riddled with technical issues over the weekend in Chicago. Pokemon Go Fest was set to be a celebration of the game's first year. The event quickly descended into chaos as 20,000 players stood in entry lines for hours and then encountered a lack of bandwidth once inside. That's the latest for USA Radio News. I'm Jules McKinney.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on
There's
Mental Illness.
There's an issue that there are constant
volunteers,
stories, sometimes true, sometimes not.
We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's, purely delicious.
HunterdonHealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I think the American people are very accustomed to this president speaking his mind and speaking very straight with him.
Vice President Mike Pence on ABC's This Week defending President Trump's plain speaking tone toward world leaders. Pence very busy this weekend with speaking engagements. He spoke to the Federalist Society about incoming Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch.
Norm Eisen, President Obama's former ethics czar, simply said Judge Gorsuch is, quote, a great guy. And Neil Katyal, the acting Solicitor General under President Obama, endorsed Judge Gorsuch in the strongest possible terms. He called him, quote, an extraordinary judge, close quote, who will, quote, help restore confidence in the rule of law.
Betsy DeVos learning tomorrow whether she'll be confirmed as the next Education Secretary. The U.S. Senate expected to vote tomorrow after voting along party lines Friday to cut off debate and send DeVos' nomination to a final vote. USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie with Daybreak USA. I've told you about Ovation Hair, and you know why? Because it works. My whole family now uses it. Yes, grand, all the girls use it. Also Hope and Faith, because they had some swimmers damage to their hair because they're on swim team. And they have something beautiful out right now. I think it's the prettiest gift set they've ever had for Valentine's Day. A beautiful heart on the box. They also have included a big bottle of mousse, and then also some beautiful hair accessories, some pins for your hair. My girls love them. They've been wearing them to school. They're super pretty. So how do you get this Valentine's Day gift set? Well, hurry, because the supplies will probably run out, because there's over 50% savings on this set. And again, it's real pretty, a real nice gift for Valentine's Day. I'm thrilled with the results I've had from Ovation Hair. I'm serious, my hair has never looked better. So go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. And if you're a new customer, select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout. And by the way, there's a money back guarantee. Ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. It's a beautiful set. You'll love it.
Here's the latest happenings regarding the legal actions against President Trump's executive orders against immigration.
Lawyers representing the states of Washington and Minnesota have met an overnight deadline to file additional legal briefs in their effort to get President Trump's travel ban permanently scrapped. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals set a 1 a.m. Pacific time deadline for that paperwork. The court also set a deadline of 3 p.m. for the Department of Justice to file its response. The Ninth Circuit on Sunday denied the Trump administration's request to immediately reinstate the president's travel ban. The order was halted Friday night by a judge in Washington State and appealed by the Department of Justice.
The Senate now expected to vote tomorrow to confirm Betsy DeVos as education secretary. Senators voted along party lines Friday to kill debate and send it to a final vote. Two GOP senators, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, said they're going to vote no, resulting in a 50-50 tie. Vice President Mike Pence says that he'll be on hand and he will break the tie with a vote in favor of the president's nominee. USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Officials with the New York Police Department crediting good old-fashioned police work with systematically lining up the case against a man arrested for a murder. Here's the story.
6 months of good old-fashioned police work, and now Karina Vetrano's alleged killer, Janelle Lewis, is in custody linked to a rape and murder, police say, by DNA evidence and the 20-year-old's own words.
He's a demon. He's a demon.
Vetrano's mother, but Lewis's father says his son has no record of violence.
He's not the person who would have done what they say.
Lewis is charged with second-degree murder and is due in court on February 21st. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
After a series of tornadoes causing massive damage in Mississippi, Mississippi Emergency Management says they need a bigger budget. Here's Randy Bell.
The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency is being told it may have to get by with a budget of $2.8 million next year. That's $300,000 less than MEMA was getting back in 2005 before Hurricane Katrina.
$2.8 million, I cannot adequately serve the people of Mississippi.
MEMA Director Lee Smithson says the agency's budget has been cut every year since 2012, and he says they could be faced with the prospect of eliminating programs if they don't get more money. Randy Bell in Jackson.
USA Today's ad meter competition for the Super Bowl had Melissa McCarthy's Kia commercial as the winner. A commercial called Hero's Journey had her trying to help the environment and failing miserably. USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at
the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather this afternoon is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 44, west winds around 8 miles an hour. Tonight, a slight chance of freezing rain between 1 and 3 a.m., and then a chance of rain. Increasing clouds with a low around 32, south winds 3 to 5 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. The new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch is possible. Tuesday, rain, mainly after 7 a.m., with a high near 54. Calm winds becoming south around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. Tuesday night, rain likely, mainly before 1 a.m., be cloudy with a low around 48, southwest winds 6 to 9 miles an hour, the chance of precipitation is 70%. Wednesday, what's new, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 55, southwest winds 6 to 11 miles an hour, but the gusts can go as high as 23 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Wednesday night, chance of rain showers before 1 a.m. Then a chance of rain and snow showers between 1 and 4 a.m. And then chance of snow after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 26. The chance of precipitation is 50%. And Thursday is going to be partly sunny because it's my birthday. So I won't tell you how old, but it is my birthday. You're listening to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged to have with us today Maria Fio. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
How about that?
How are you, Larry?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Yeah.
Other than your birthday. Well, yeah, my 30th birthday, right? Plus. A lot of pluses. Yeah,
warm.
Yeah, but warm.
Yeah. Thanks for having me here.
Well, I thank you for coming. I have to ask you, behind your name, there's a whole list of...
initials.
Initials, yes, okay. I hate okay, acronyms, so
first
but...
first and foremost...
BSN is what?
I have a baccalaureate in science of nursing. Right?
Okay.
All right,
RN, I understand, but nurse, that I got. What is a BC?
I'm board certified in cardiovascular medicine.
Okay. And a CTTS?
CTTS is a certified tobacco treatment specialist. That's like one of my big things.
I remember that.
Very important.
Yes, I remember that.
Yep. Well, the most recent certification and then probably one of the most important ones, especially during heart month.
Well, I quit smoking almost 29 years ago, so.
Congratulations. Yeah. I congratulate all my friends and colleagues and patients that have been.
You know, it's, I probably quit 49 times before, you know, but then they put me on an operating table and tilted me upside down so my head was pointing towards the floor, and they scraped my vocal cords, and they said it was the only time they could do it. The next time they'd have to take them out. And when you've got a big mouth like me, I can't even imagine what it's like talking through the voice box in your throat. So, yeah, it was. So I quit, you know, and wasn't easy, but
yeah, it isn't easy. And you know, when you're sober, people don't realize that nicotine is a highly addictive.
It's addictive substance. Like drugs and alcohol is the same. You know, it's addictive. It's the way it is.
And we really do see a lot of the mental health population, really. Like, I know when they talk about
sure.
the smoking rate in
right.
the country going down, the mental health population, the behavioral population, it continues to decline.
Well, my youngest son is schizophrenic. And it is a proven fact that with schizophrenics, the nicotine quells the voices in their head. That's why they say almost 90% of people with schizophrenia smoke.
Right, but if you can deliver that nicotine via a clean delivery system.
I understand all that, right. You know, and but it's like the same thing. It's an addiction. And a lot of times it takes a lot to overcome it. You know, it's been almost 29 years, and I tell you what, honest to God, if somebody lights a Marlboro up near me, I have to walk away. And that's been almost 29 years ago, and I still have to walk away.
And I'd like to walk away from any type of cigarettes, be it Marlboro or anything.
Well, Marlboro I definitely walk away from. The other I just, you know, I walk away because I can't stand the smell of it. Well, but Marlboro is the one that I used to smoke, and that's the one that tempts me. Oh, yeah. No, I understand. I understand. We did a radio show together on that.
We did.
Yeah.
And it's hard, no? So it is the leading cause of heart attack and stroke and actually preventable death.
Right, right.
And unfortunately, the behavioral health population consume probably greater than 50% of all cigarettes, and they die up to 25 years
earlier. Younger.
Because of
right.
tobacco-related diseases.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, ironic, when I quit, they gave me the patch. And at that time, it was a prescription and all that. And it was like 3 weeks and put another one on, 3 weeks and another one and another one. After 6 weeks, I'm thinking to myself, I could get addicted to this patch. So I didn't do it after 6 weeks. I kept the patches up on my dresser, you know, so I keep looking at them. But I didn't, you know, use them. And I didn't really need it after that, you know. But
the patch, you know, it's
right.
been FDA approved for over
right.
30 years.
Right.
Over the counter, probably for over 20. It's a sustained dose release.
Mm-hmm.
24-hour dose release. And really, I consider myself fairly knowledgeable in this field.
Right.
And I will tell my patients that they need to keep a 21-milligram patch on. And even if they have a slip for a cigarette, you don't take the patch off. You keep the patch on because the warning labels have changed because what happens if you take the patch off? You're not going to put it back on. When you're able to take away all the other 7,000 chemical compounds and the 68 known carcinogens and just have that one, yes, nicotine is a quote-unquote toxin, it is a compound. When you're able to just have one, that sometimes is, you know, gets people to understand that, well, if they need to be on it longer, 3 months, and they can stay for them.
Yeah. I know someone who...
Right.
Exactly. I know someone who was on the patch years ago now. He used to work for me. And he smoked while he was on it. And he had a massive heart attack, you know, because, and the doctors at the time attributed it to smoking while he had the patch on.
Well, I don't ever suggest to patients to continue
no.
smoking.
No, I mean, no, but I just, you know.
But if they happen, when I say to smoke, I mean, if they happen to have a smoking cigarette, encourage them to keep the warning labels changed.
Right,
so,
right.
But we're pretty proactive at 100. I'll tell you, you know, even when we, you know, the majority of our patients, not all, but, you know, I would say maybe 25 to 30% of people that come in that I see that do have a heart attack or a heart event are either current 30-day smokers or current Sunday smokers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a modifiable risk factor, and we're going to talk about other modifiable risk factors to prevent heart disease.
Right.
Which,
right.
You know, what you can take steps, but smoking is the most important. That's number one.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether it's a pipe or a cigar or a cigarette, you know.
You know, and that's another thing, because cigars conveniently fell off the tobacco taxes for
right.
a while. So a lot of people are smoking many cigars because they weren't taxed as cigarettes. So what happens is you're basically lighting up tobacco that's usually wrapped in tobacco. And, yeah, you know, it's hard to explain that to a cigar smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Who says,
sure.
You know, I don't inhale, or I only have 3 to 5 cigars a day, and the bigger the cigar,
right.
the more tobacco.
Right. So. One of the times I remember quitting of the probably 49 times I tried to quit before I actually quit. I went and I smoked. There's five cigars in a package, and they're wooden tipped. I remember what they call them now, but, you know, they had a wooden tip on them. And I was smoking them, and I was inhaling them. And I'm saying, after a while, I'm saying, what am I doing? I might as well go back to smoking cigarettes because these are terrible, you know, and because I'm inhaling them anyway, you know. And it was just, you know, it just totally. And I have to tell you, I have a touch of emphysema from my smoking days, so, you know. But
I'm glad it's just a touch.
Who's to blame? Me.
And
you know, nobody else is to blame, so.
Never too late to
no, it isn't. It isn't, you know. And but it's ironic because, like I said, if somebody lights a Marlboro up, I have to walk away because I, you know, I could be tempted because I have an addictive personality.
So that's your trigger.
Yeah, it might be a trigger. So I just walk away, you know. But the other kind did just stink. I don't know how, you know, if we stood it. You
walk
know.
Away, but before you walk away, you can get in my car.
I got to ask, I ask normally everybody this question. How did you get involved in all this? I mean, you know, some people tell me, oh, well, I did something as a kid. If something happened as a child, and I always wanted to be, you know,
a nurse,
a dentist, a doctor, or truck driver, or whatever.
And have been actually, it's funny that you said that, because I've been doing some household things, and I actually found my little nursing hat and my little forms and I get things. So I graduated nursing school in 1984. I was at Newburgh Hospital School of Nursing. I was in mm-hmm. at the time. And I did not always grow up always wanting to be a nurse, but I was taking some courses at Montclair, and one of them was a health course, and it was extremely interesting. And then once I got into nursing, I kind of embedded myself. I did all sorts of nursing, but I embedded myself in the
That's awesome.
So I'm
sure.
The care coordinator. I've been in this role for maybe 7 years this August. And before then, I was in the catheterization lab, cardiac cath lab. So I still, you know, still have a big connection. And we have our new unit, well, newer unit, that opened, which is our cardiovascular center. And it's just awesome. Everything's there, you know.
It's, you know, as a coordinator, what do you do?
So basically, I am, I do a lot. Let's see, where did I start? So my main responsibility is communication. So I act as their advocate, I act as their navigator. You know, when people come into a hospital, when they suffer a heart event, they are, it's not the best time for them. Sometimes it's the biggest impetus for them to change, but they need little counseling, they need education, they need to be directed to the right services, cardiac rehab, and other care coordinators that perhaps are in their primary care home, and I also take care of the STEMI data, which is for the state of New Jersey, so we'll be in primary angioplasty that we do at the hospital. Make sure that we're on the ball for that. So, but it could be a very frightening time for people, very highly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes they're inundated with a lot of, you know, people in and out and doctors, and things happen very, very fast, especially if they are in the midst of a heart attack. You know, they're swept in, they have an extremely expedited type of process for people, you know, from the field, you know.
Diagnosed,
you know, via their EKG. So sometimes I like to kind of give them a couple days until it goes out, but it's good because they know that they have that extra person. I mean, we have a great team. I'm part of, you know, a small part of the team, but, you know, it's good to follow up with them, you know, even several weeks out. And then what's really nice is where my office is situated now is I am right across from cardiac rehab. So I see all these people that I've had conversations with and had follow-up with come in, and some of them are smokers, so I get to do a little counseling, you know, and see how they're doing.
Is your office actually in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
I have hospital-based.
Okay. So, because I know some of them are across the street. And,
right,
you know,
no. I'm hospital-based.
Okay.
I'm inpatient and outpatient as well.
Okay. It may sound like a dumb question, but...
No, nothing's wrong.
Yeah, it is sometimes. But, like, what is heart disease? I mean, you know...
Well, heart disease is kind of a broad term.
It is.
It could be you can have heart failure, which is the inability of the heart to pump effectively. Heart disease can also be based on congenital at birth. It could also mean that you have a problem with one of the valves of your heart or the structure of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it, most people think heart disease and they think of coronary artery disease. So when people think heart disease, that's kind of where their mind goes, which is typical. So coronary artery disease can lead to all those other things I talked about other than congenital. So when you have heart disease, if you have plaque or if you have cholesterol, so cholesterol is it's like a soft, waxy substance, and it kind of likes to hang around the inside of your arteries, like it lines the walls. And when that starts to build up, it's harder for your blood to flow.
Flow,
so
right.
So your resistance, you know, it increases your resistance. So that it also leads to hypertension. You know, and then your heart kind of gets stiff because it's pumping against these walls that are filled with plaque. Then what sometimes happens, and I bet you didn't know this about tobacco, so just a quick fact, tobacco likes to make platelets more sticky. So if you are a smoker, and you happen to have another risk factor or two for heart disease, such as high cholesterol, what happens is when platelets like to stick together, they like to go around cholesterol, and it forms a clot, and that's when people like to have heart attack. It's 100% blocked. So keep that in mind about tobacco. Nicotine doesn't do that, but tobacco does. So that's why I tell my patients that recently get centered, I say, if you continue to smoke, you're at a 50% greater risk than a non-smoker of perhaps that stent or another vessel, another artery having problems.
Yeah, well, I found out, I want to say about maybe 3.5 years ago, maybe four, no longer than four, that I have atrial fibrillation.
Okay.
I had never heard of it, you know. I was getting a colonoscopy, actually, and they have you all hooked up to all these things.
Sure.
And a nurse says, "You feel that?" I said, "Feel what?" You know, she says, "You don't feel that?" "I don't feel what? What are you talking about?" You know.
It's a common arrhythmia, but it's
and she says, she gets the head nurse in, and she says, looking at the chart, and she says, "You don't feel anything?" I said, "Look, what do you want me to feel? I don't feel anything. I want to get this thing over with, you know?" So she called the doctor in, and he says, "Well, we can do the colonoscopy, and we'll deal with this after, you know." So I'm thinking, after I come out of the thing, I'm going to go, you know, I think I'm in a wheelchair. They're running me down to the ER, right? You know, so I'm in the emergency room, and it just so happened that one of the cardiologists was in there, and talking to somebody, I don't know, or one of his patients or whatever. And he came in and talked to me. And he says, "And you don't feel it, huh?" I says, "No." He says, "Well, it's not unusual." He says that, you know, there's a percentage of people that don't feel it. I said, "I've never felt it. I don't even know what you're talking about, you know." So he turns the machine around and he says, "See that?" You know, he says, "That's what I'm talking about." I said, "Well, I don't feel it, you know." So, and in some ways it's good that you don't feel it.
Are you in it always, or are you on any?
Who knows?
For it,
who knows? I'm taking warfarin, so yeah, yeah. So I don't know, you know, but I still don't feel it, you know.
Ever had any cardio already?
No. And you know, it's like, who knows? You know, I mean, like I said, in some ways it's good I don't feel it, and in other ways it's not so good because you feel it. At least you know it's what it's doing.
Yeah, some people feel it in, like in your neck, or they feel it a little bit, it's like a palpitation.
Yeah, I don't even, I don't feel a thing, you know. And, but hey, you know, I take the medicine, you know.
And
Oh, yeah, I have that once a month, you know. Used to have to do it a lot more frequently, but now I do it like once a month. And it's usually about 2.1, 2.2, depending, you know.
Right. Were you offered any other of the, you know, the newer agents, Serato or Pradaxa?
I was offered something else, but when I went to get it, it was like, you know, I checked on how much it was. It was so darn expensive that I to get it. And, you know, I get a 90-day supply of warfarin for like $4. So, you know, I'll go get the blood work. Well, yeah, any kind. I mean, you know, that's not the only medication I'm on, unfortunately. But, you know, it's like I said, they diagnosed me with it. I go to the doctor. He says, hey, looking fine. You feel good. Yeah, everything, you know. So, but it's just... You know, it's crazy. But it is another form of heart disease, I would imagine.
It's,
you know,
it's classified under, and you know, an arrhythmia. And believe it or not, it's very common, and it's even more common the older you get. Sometimes a stressful situation, you know, illness, or, you know, can break them up. So,
well,
you know, it's going to be 91. And she
yeah. She's God bless her. Yeah, God bless her.
Age 85. Yeah.
You know. I got a birthday coming up on Thursday. I won't tell you how old, though. Yeah, but yeah. I'm not 85. Close, but not there yet. Oh, God bless her. I got a ways to go for that yet, but, you know. Now, is heart disease one of the leading causes of death?
It is actually still the number one.
Number one, right?
In our nation. I think that lung cancer is going to exceed that shortly.
Yeah.
I mean, from the research and the articles that I've been reading, they say that it might have to. But right now, heart disease is. So it's Heart Month. So this is February. This is, you know,
right.
The talk and the raise awareness, especially for women and heart disease, because women don't have the same symptomatology as men at times, especially if they are having a heart attack. Their symptoms might be different. They might not have that classic crushing change.
Right.
Ear pain or shoulder pain or jaw pain or toothache type of pain. I've known men, though, that have had that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's often, you know, kind of like sign that, you know, you have to be careful with even hypertension. It's hypertension some people don't do. And when people think hypertension, high blood pressure, they think probably.
Nope. Speaking from experience, nope.
Right.
You know.
Exactly. So those are when we say it's important to know your numbers, blood pressure values are among them, your cholesterol, you want to know your total cholesterol, you want to know your LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, and your HDL, which is your good cholesterol. You want it to be higher because it helps to take away some of those
bad
cholesterols, your abdominal girth, your weight, you know, as in relationship with the height and all of that fun stuff. So those are all numbers with blood sugar. A lot of people do not equate, they think sugar, and they think diabetes. And sugar leads to heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to know that you put all those factors, you know, together.
When a person is experiencing a heart attack, they're not all the same, though. I mean, they can be different, like you're saying, though, can't they? It's not like everybody goes, oh, you know.
Well, it really, you know, it depends. You know,
right, yeah.
You can not be feeling so hot or be a little short of breath, maybe go to a doctor and your EKG can look abnormal, or you can have your classic, you know, holding your chest.
Right.
So, you know, you just have to monitor the signs, but typically you get chest pressure or tightness or squeezing or pain. Some people have pain behind the shoulder blades. Some people get short of breath, like I said, with it. Nauseous and vomit. Some people have pain down their arms, some people, their left arms, some people have pain down both arms. And
if they have pain, like, in their back, I'll get it, in their back, or in their arm, would that be the only pain they have?
Some patients have told me, you know, I didn't feel it in my chest until, like, the ambulance, you know, got me to the hospital. Then I started feeling pressure, but it was more in my arm. At the same time, if you have pain in your arm, you know what I mean, and you were just doing something,
right,
and you have no other symptoms.
You came from the gym or something, you know, right.
But it's funny because I've had one instance, had a patient who was opening up old windows like these in the room.
Mm-hmm.
In like a farmhouse, and just pushing them up all day and down and up and down. And she had pain in both of her arms. And, you know, it wasn't until she became a little sweaty and, like, a little lightheaded and the pain in the arms that she realized, you know, this is not from muscular
pain.
So you have to just listen to your body and also use emergency services, or if you're with a loved one, I cannot express how important it is. If you are with someone, or if you really think that you are experiencing a heart attack, you need to call 911. As close as people think they live, turn, and they can get there quicker. The whole purpose of a mobile intensive care unit is they're able to treat you then and there.
Yeah, on the way.
With life-saving treatment, because right, they are able to actually administer Brilinta, which is a clot-busting drug.
Uh-huh.
So that gets to work, so by the time that you're actually in the cardiac catheterization lab having your procedure, that clot is very soft and manageable, and you get a better outcome.
Right.
So, you know, you got to kind of drill that whole emergency services is, it's okay. Even if the person you're with is stamping your feet, don't call the ambulance, drive me there.
But it's true. You should,
it's very true.
You know, because how would the other person feel if something terminal happened to the person while they're driving them in the car? You know,
and that happens
exactly. You know, so are symptoms different between men and women, or are they pretty much the same?
No, they are a little different. It just, like I said, it really depends on the person. Classic signs are the chest pain, the shortness of breath, the diaphoresis, the lightheadedness. Women may be different. They may have extreme overwhelming fatigue. I've seen that, you know, like just all of a sudden, just feeling just like.
That's interesting.
Sometimes when you ignore symptoms, or if you have what's called stuttering angina, or stuttering chest pain over a time, like, well, you know, I woke up and, you know, I went to sleep, and sometimes and I was able to sleep a couple hours, but then I woke back up and I was feeling all right, but then, you know, I had a cup of coffee and I started feeling indigestion, and I thought, oh, maybe it was the coffee. So, I mean, you get these stories, and, you know, you want to really kind of teach patients to kind
right,
of listen to
right,
their bodies. And if something feels wrong, not right, and new, and especially if it involves classic signs or symptoms, or symptoms that just kind of come about new quickly, you know, it's not all going to be, I'm clutching my chest. Sometimes it is that.
Right.
It is, you know what, I knew I was having a heart attack.
Right.
Maria, I knew it. And I went and chewed some baby aspirin that I had, or regular strength aspirin, not coated, just regular strength
right,
aspirin.
Right.
And I chewed that up and I called 911, and, you know, I give those patients a little gold star. I mean, give all my patients a gold star. But
when you say chew the aspirin, you don't say swallow it or drink it. You say chew it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the
operating is in No, I understand. I just, you know, wanted to clarify that.
Yeah,
you know,
you don't want to chew an enteric COVID aspirin.
No. So you're talking about a regular baby aspirin.
Yeah.
Right. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to The Mental Health Show, and I'm Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged today to have with us Maria Fio. I said it right. All right. I get 100 points for that. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. Welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center Show from Hunterdon County in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged to have with us today Maria Fio. I said it again right, didn't I? Yeah, oh, boy, I'll tell you, I'm patting myself on the back. Maria is the heart and vascular care coordinator, and we were talking about heart attacks and strokes and different things between men and women, and, you know, some have the same symptoms, some don't, and you know.
Treatments that Hunterdon Medical Center provides, but preventative health is really the core. That's really, that's history, a strong family history of heart disease or sudden cardiac arrest. And sometimes even your ethnic background and race.
Right, right.
But the modifying risk factors are pretty, I mean, cigarette smoking, right? All lifestyle modifiable behavioral changes. Your diet, the amount of activity that you engage in, you know, your alcohol intake.
I was just going to say alcohol, you know.
Yeah. And a lot of these, and you know, obesity, being overweight, being inactive, a lot of these modified risk factors, diabetes actually, unless it's juvenile, is a modifiable risk factor. Hypertension is a modifiable risk factor, because these are things that you can make changes in how you live and really yield great results. You know, even small changes.
Sure.
Like, you know, like
right.
I said, how you lost all your weight.
Right.
And, you know, working out, or okay, just not even like when people think working out, they think they have to be on a treadmill for 3 hours. That's
no.
It's just moving more, limiting your sugars, your processed food intake, your sodium intake, all of these.
Right. And, you know, the lady that was on the radio show earlier and said, just if you're working, go outside and walk around a block while on your lunch hour, you know.
You could do that.
And don't take an elevator. Go up and down the stairs,
yeah,
you know.
Park your car.
Yeah, far away. And things like that, you know. It's, you know, and if you just get in the habit of doing that, it's exercise that you're doing, you know. Right. My wife used to, when she worked, she used to walk at lunch. And, you know, and she'd walk around and then walk back and, you know, that sort of thing. And it just gave her, you know, a chance to get out because she's sitting all day long, you know.
And it's such a stress. I know that when you exercise, it raises your heartbeat and, you know, it doesn't happen. It's especially walking. And if you are in an area where you, I mean, we're not going to have it, you can't find a beautiful path or a park to walk through. You know, you need to clear your head. And there's a lot of link now between stress and cardiovascular
disease. Right. My wife walks around the block, and we live in the country. We don't live in town. So around the block is 3.1 miles. So she walks around the block. She says, I'm going for a walk. I said, okay, see you in 30 minutes or 36 minutes or so. You know. She walked this morning. She walked around the block this morning. You know, then she comes home and has breakfast, you know. But she goes out first. And
there's definite steps that you can take to be a healthier person. And
right.
To prevent what you were talking about.
Right.
You know,
right.
Watching and changing your diet to affect your cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that, because when you start to get, you know, when your blood values start to get into that even pre-diabetic range, all of those things really just predispose you more.
Basically, what is cholesterol?
So basically, it's like I said, it's like this fatty, soft, waxy kind of buildup. So
that blocks the veins and such.
Right. Right. And like I said, there's the good cholesterol that helps to kind of
right.
You know,
clean it out, yeah.
They clean it out, and some people, unfortunately, the triglycerides is another fatty substance that we have to kind of be mindful of. Some people have some type of familial tendencies of cholesterol. You know, that's as great as the diet that they're on, sometimes, you know, they have to be on lipid-lowering medicines.
Right.
You don't need every single risk factor in order to get heart disease. You can just need a couple of them. Like people are like, oh, you know, my cholesterol is great, but you know, you do have hypertension and you are continuing to smoke. So, but the good news is, you know, when you can always change that. You know?
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the second time in 1 year, President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam.
The meetings will take place on Wednesday and Thursday, and Florida Republican Representative Ted Yoho tells Fox News he'd like to see a clear definition of what denuclearization looks like on both sides.
I think it'll build on the previous summit with the four pillars, you know, making better relationships, economic development, bringing peace to the Korean Peninsula, and then denuclearization, once we define that, and then returning the prisoner of war. Missing in action remains.
Florida lawmakers are giving more details on the prosecution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. At a news conference on Monday, Palm Beach State Attorney David Ehrenberg talks about the charges against Robert Kraft.
We are charging 25 individuals with soliciting another to commit prostitution.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes.